This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Just keeps getting better and better. Hey, this next conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA, taurususa.com, fighting for our Second Amendment rights. Not sponsors, but concerned citizens nonetheless. Coming out of Las Vegas, it's been a while since anybody talked about that. I'm beginning to think we're being played for fools on this one by the law enforcement agencies investigating this massacre, allegedly perpetrated by Stephen Paddock, a professional gambler and businessman, acting alone. There's some facts that have been released so far that just do not add up. And more to the point, the information that has been made public is minimal, and law enforcement is stonewalling the release of records that should be readily available. Don't take it from me. Coming from the Las Vegas Review-Journal about District Court Judge Stephanie Miley, a judge accused the Metropolitan Police Department of gamesmanship Tuesday after denying another agency request to delay the release of 911 calls and body camera footage from the Route 91 Harvest Festival massacre. I'm very frustrated because I think that gamesmanship is going on here, District Judge Stephanie Miley said in the contentious hearing. It's now months since the shooting occurred, and it's still the same. Delay, delay, delay. If one technique doesn't work, then you switch to another one. This is very concerning for the court. Judge Miley is the second judge to rule against Las Vegas Metropolitan Police efforts to stall release of public records. Last month, District Judge Richard Scotty ruled that Metro was obligated to immediately begin handing over recordings from the October 1st shooting to the Las Vegas Review-Journal and other media organizations suing for their release. Scotty said the records could be made public gradually as they're processed, as opposed to releasing them all at once after additional delay, and gave Metro 6 months to complete the task. He also ruled that the department could not charge journalists hundreds of thousands of dollars for the productions of these records. I've seen video about those kind of things before. Hey, you want some police coverage? What's your subscription? Now, Judge Miley, her ruling rebuked the LVMP's efforts to stall Judge Scotty's order after the police requested that a new judge review the case, and she reviewed it and rejected the legal maneuvers armed at delay. On Tuesday, Metro's attorneys asked to withdraw their motion for reconsideration and instead move forward with an appeal to the Supreme Court. Judge Miley said, all you've done is prolong the proceedings even further than it should have been. And that's what's very concerning to me. It seems like a gang. Metro lawyer Jackie Nichols then responded, and I respect your honor, but I would disagree. Miley ultimately denied Metro's motion for reconsideration despite the request to withdraw it. The judge also denied their subsequent request to keep the body camera footage and 911 calls in limbo until police can seek relief from the state's high court. The real question here is, why are the authorities, the LEO, handling this investigation? And the FBI is coordinating with the LVMP. Why are they stonewalling so much? The public's only seen a tiny amount of surveillance video from the Mandalay Bay Hotel, which is full of surveillance cameras. I stayed in an old hotel. The hotel I stayed in when I was at SHOT Show was a prop in James Bond's Thunderball, and I don't think they changed anything since they filmed there. And it had surveillance cameras everywhere. And you would think that these cameras, and listen, the money I saw rolling around, the cops, and I mean, there were so many guns around there, and I felt great having those guns around me. That was stupendous. I didn't have one on me, so it was nice to see somebody with some. They have got to have hours and hours and hours. And I would love to see what kind of storage they have for this stuff, how long it lasts, of Paddock's activities. You know, when they, in Mandalay Bay, they had to watch this for days. And, you know, over the time that he was checking into the hotel and stockpile of weapons and ammo in his suite. So I have two general suspicions of what might be causing this extraordinary cover of facts surrounding the worst mass shooting, the worst mass rampage murder in American history. Number one, there may be pressure from the gaming industry, which is, after all, the entire bedrock of the Las Vegas economy, to keep information from the public on the grounds it would stoke fears of future danger. I don't see how that is possible. When you're driving to the airport in Las Vegas, I was in the line of sight, in the line of fire from Mandalay Bay. The distance he was firing from was phenomenal. There is no way I would have tried to take those shots. After the crowd dispersed, I would hazard a guess wasn't hitting anything but dirt. But there's no let up, trust me. In January, at the end of January, when we were there, nothing but wall-to-wall gambling going on there. Nobody's afraid of nothing. Maybe the ease with which the massacre was planned and implemented would be shocking. Or maybe there's negligence to be covered up. Number two, maybe Paddock is not what we're being led to believe. His girlfriend's trip to the Philippines during the massacre might indicate some overseas ties. Or maybe he was some kind of informant or agent of the FBI or some other law enforcement agency. The fact that one of his homes was left unguarded and burglarized is suggestive that some sophisticated agency covered up some evidence. And this is all wild speculation, you know? And you know what? That's all we got. This is exactly what we're left with when we're kept in the dark unlawfully. The FBI's reputation for integrity is already in tatters. Now their reputation for competency is being whipped apart as well. I don't know if the Las Vegas Metro Police are acting on their own or at the behest of the FBI, their partner in the investigation, but that no doubt does not want to be seen as covering up information. But something's not right in Las Vegas. Something is not right in Las Vegas. There are police, listen. If you've never been there, there are police everywhere. When you go into a hotel, they have their own little private group. And the guards that were at Circus Circus, which is an old, old hotel in Las Vegas. I would see 20 at a time. Just when I was walking from one end to the other to get to where the Ubers were, you'll see 20 of them coming around. All armed, all ready to go. There's some questions there. Like, you would think that when somebody was busting out windows the size of Mandalay Bay windows, which when you see them from the street and they look to be about the size of a book, that means they're the size of a car. When that got busted out with a hammer, and they're supposed to withstand hurricane force winds, but they got busted out with a hammer. When that big heavy glass is falling, that means it's falling to the ground, which that means there's a ground level and somebody would notice this falling and hitting the ground. That was something he had to do. He had to do it twice in order to start firing out. Somebody would have noticed that. There's surveillance video from inside the building somewhere of that glass hitting something on its way down the ground. When it hits the ground, when it impacts on the floor, something. But there's video of that. And I want to see the timestamp of that video. That's what I want to know, is when we saw the glass hit the ground. Because that will indicate to us that was before he started firing. Whether it was 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 hours, whatever it was, that was a moment that was an indicator. Something was amiss, and they should have been looking for it. I haven't heard anything about that. Have you? Something just is not right with this. I keep wondering why we don't. You know, this one went away really quick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This discussion, this next discussion, is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, fighting for our Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. I just think this is I love the fact that these guys still want to be involved in some way, even though they can't be involved in other ways. I'm good with it. I am good. Haven't talked that much about it because in Congress, many members of Congress want Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg to ban hate speech on Facebook. Even though Zuckerberg had earlier said, I don't even know what that is, to be honest with you. But he agreed and said, by the end of this year, by the way, we'll have more than 20,000 people working on security and content reviews. So hate speech is one of the hardest because determining if something is hate speech is very linguistically nuanced. You need to understand what is a slur and whether something is hateful, not just in English, but majority of people on Facebook use it in languages that are different across the world. So he cannot define hate speech, but he's going to have 20,000 employees reviewing content to ban the hate speech that he cannot define. He said artificial intelligence, AI, will sort out the offensive hate speech he is unable to define. I want to know how the Facebook employee handbook will instruct the 20,000 employees on how to flag hate speech to delete and ban it. Every group, especially politicians, are going to lobby Facebook to ban language it deems offensive or hate speech while protecting the language the group favors. Like, for example, Planned Parenthood will object to language used by pro-life groups as hate speech, while pro-life groups will object to ads for access to abortion by Planned Parenthood. Senator Cruz grilled Zuckerberg on Facebook's current censorship of conservatives to show the leftist bias of Facebook, citing Diamond and Silk as examples. These two ladies are hilarious. They're funny, and they're making good points, and they're black, and they're American, and it's just, you know, it's good stuff. I like it. But they got labeled unsafe for the community by Facebook. Now, given the existing bias, which Cruz demonstrated with his cross-examination of Zuckerberg, guess how the 20,000 Facebook employees will analyze hate speech? Congress cannot require Facebook or any other similar social media to ban hate speech for the same reason it cannot require ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and the rest of the media to ban hate speech. That law would violate the First Amendment. Congress cannot define hate speech any better than Zuckerberg, but it is trying to force Facebook to do that which Congress cannot do. The term hate speech is too broad and vague, and it cannot be narrowly defined to inform the public about what the law seeks to prohibit. The courts deal with First Amendment issues on a case-by-case basis limited to the facts of the issue. A law prohibiting hate speech is a law of prior restraint trying to ban speech. And laws on prior restraint are subject to strict scrutiny by the courts. So why is Zuckerberg so eager to ban hate speech? And why does he welcome some sort of regulation? Well, one thing he knows is that regulation would make it more difficult for new companies to compete with Facebook, which now enjoys a near monopoly. He also does not want an investigation of how Facebook assisted Obama during the 2012 election through the mining of information. He wants to be in the good graces of the D.C. swamp, so he will do the dirty work of censorship that Congress cannot do. So, what does all that mean? I mean, I don't know what it means. So, whatever it means, it's not defined. But it also, Facebook doesn't want competition. Does anybody remember MySpace? I mean, I had a MySpace page. I didn't really use it that much. I don't really do anything with the Facebook page. I do stuff to promote this show on Facebook. If I didn't have a show, I would not be putting nearly as much stuff on Facebook as most people do. Because I'm I'm just not that interesting. I mean, the people that follow me on Facebook, and I'm Max Sad on the personal page, and I'm building on the show page. These people, I don't think of as fans so much as people that listen to the show. And I certainly hope that they are not fans. I want them to be listeners. I want them to be critical thinkers. I want them to sometimes take offense at things I say. I want them sometimes to think that I'm getting it wrong, and I want them to point it out to me because I need to know. And that's why I call them the ninjas, because as gun carriers, most of them, I would imagine, are gun carriers. Nobody ever hears from them. They're just, you know, the gray man out in society. So for me, Facebook is simply a way to say the show's doing this or the show's doing that, or I'm doing this with the show or I'm doing this without the show, or look here, I'm here and look who I'm hanging out with here. I'm sure you guys like this cat, or I'm, you know, that's what it's about. It has nothing to do with needing Facebook. I don't need Facebook. I am an anomaly in some media circles simply because I do not look at social media as the end all be all of everything. It is a way to promote something relatively inexpensively because, you know, you're paying for your internet and that's all you got. That's the overhead. But at the same time, this kind of stuff did not exist 20 years ago. And we had big companies that were big successes 20 years ago that didn't have this. We had media that were gigantic radio shows and television shows and everything else. And we had cable TV prior to all of this. So a lot of the old media existed without the social media or the new media or the digital media. And the other problem with the digital media is there's no way to, you know, get a demographic off of it. On Facebook, yes, because, oh, Bill, so-and-so wants to be your friend. Hey, look at so-and-so. Well, he's got this, and he's wearing a hat. I like him. Let's go. Bam. Friends. But on other things, no, not at all. Not unless they engage you. So, social media, that's one thing. Zuckerberg wanting to regulate hate speech is there's an end game built into this, and we should be very wary of that end game, without a doubt. So bear that in mind. This will continue on for a little while. He's out there talking about, yeah, I would help you. I would like to, you know, I'd like to see that happen as long as it's right legislation. Okay, well, we're sure going to let the fox get in there and regulate the hen house there, Mark. Now go get in the tanning bed and shut up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This discussion is being brought to you by Rock River Arms, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. This is rockriverarms.com. Go check them out. Steve in True Montana. He was a welder in at Ingalls Shipbuilding in Mississippi. On February 2016, he complained to the security officer at the shipyard that people were stealing his property from the yard. The NCIS officer thought Montana was experiencing some mental issues due to the way that Montana was acting. Security officer confiscated Montana's work badge and told Montana to immediately leave the shipyard. Montana complied with the order, but would later return to his work site claiming people forced him to take drugs and were following him. The officer notified Pascagoula police about his concern with Montana's mental state. The cops stopped Montana's truck, and in their opinion, he was acting erratically. They found several weapons in his vehicle. He wasn't committing a crime, but he was violating Ingalls' policy about guns on company policy, or on company grounds policy, which is not an arrestable offense. The police were still concerned about Montana's mental health, so they took him into custody. Soon after, Montana 26 had the rest of his gun seized by police on a court order. A chancery court judge committed him to a state mental institution in Purvis for 10 days in March of 2017. Doctors cleared him of any mental issues, and they later released him without any medications. He wanted to get back the guns that the police had seized from him. He went to court and successfully obtained a court order 9 months later for the return of his firearms in December 2017. The Pascagoula police honored the request and returned his guns, including an AK-47 and a Glock pistol, stating that his mental health seemed okay. Montana would later return to the police station on February 6th. This time he was stating that Ingalls security was following him. He went on to claim that he knew of a murder that took place and someone at the shipyard was the murderer. Well, the police did not believe his claim, and it was at this time that the Pascagoula police realized that they had released firearms to someone committed to a mental hospital, which is not entirely the whole story. They released firearms to someone. They got a court order ordering them to release firearms to him because he had been in a mental hospital and released with a clean bill of health. There's more to it than what they're just stating here. Captain Shannon Broom notified the ATF as well as Ingalls Security about Montana's outrageous claims as well as his past history. Now, once committed to a mental institution, Montana became a prohibited person. This leads to a question, how did that judge know this? And if he was committed but then released and found to be clean, I mean, people get put in jail all the time but don't get convicted. What is the equivalent medically of being convicted of a crime? What is the medical equivalent for mental health? I don't know. Anyway, he was not legally allowed to possess guns. The ATF used this violation of the law to obtain an arrest warrant for Montana. February 26, federal authorities arrested Montana on federal firearms charges of possessing weapons as a prohibited person. Authorities are currently holding him without bond, and in court documents, his defense attorney, Melvin G. Cooper, questioned if Captain Broom knew or should have known that Montana was a prohibited person. He claims it was the local police department that broke the law and not his client. Cooper is asking U.S. District Judge Sol Azardin to dismiss the charges against his client. He is laying the blame at the police of Captain Broom and the Pascagoula Police Department for giving the guns back to a prohibited person. Montana's trial will start sometime next month. Ingalls Shipbuilding, a builder of Navy warships and the largest employer in Mississippi, did not return a request for comment. The Pascagoula Police Department told Ammoland that they did not have a public statement at that time about on his trial, and Ammoland was referred to the ATF. Okay, find it interesting that they could get this so. I mean, they could they it was sort of a catch and release thing where they caught him. But my question remains though: if you are committed, and it turns out that you were okay, does the fact that you were committed mean that you're prohibited for the rest of your life from owning a gun? Now, if you were committed and it was found out that you had a mental illness, okay, there you go. I get that. I can see that. But, you know, anyway. Anyway, just some thoughts, if you would. Hey, here's some figures for you. And it didn't happen overnight, and it didn't happen in secret. Since 2004, Democrats promised to protect the Second Amendment right to own firearms as part of their platform. In 2008 and 2012, they said they recognize that the individual right to bear arms is an important part of the American tradition, and we will preserve American's Second Amendment right to own and use firearms. In 2016, they erased the Second Amendment from their platform, saying they recognize the rights of reasonable gun owners. So over the past few decades, they've been moving more and more anti-gun. You know, back when it was Kennedy, he was very pro-Second Amendment. Hillary Clinton does not think there's a constitutional right to own any gun. And there's a lot of people calling her now the de facto 2020 nominee. Third time's a charm. And that Heller McDonald should be overturned. So in essence, they're doubling down on a losing proposition. Their first move to the left on guns cost them the South. The left says it's about race. In reality, it's about gun rights. The Clinton gun bans cost the Democrats 50-plus seats in Congress. Her anti-gun position costs pantsuit the presidency. And what I don't get is how the left fails to recognize that this is a losing issue for them nationally. You cannot force New York, California values on the rest of the country. So the noisy half of the Democratic Party want to eliminate your right to own a gun. Any gun. Any gun. So let's ask a question. What are you going to do to protect your rights? Because the time to sit back is over. It's done. We no longer have that luxury. This is about power. The left realizes that gun owners elected Trump. So rather than change their losing ways, they're going full bore to destroy me and you and the NRA, because without support, there is no Trump. To the left, all Second Amendment groups are the NRA. So for the left, being opposed to gun rights is nothing more than shifting, showing loyalty to the party elites. And the rich white elitists are insulated totally from any real threats. But the fact that 83% of all gun use is drug and gang related means that any actions they take will do nothing statistically to gun deaths. 50% of the counties in the U.S. have zero gun deaths last year. 50%, half the country. In fact, gun violence is an urban problem. 53% of all shootings are by young black men under 30. If you do the math, 3% of the population does more than half the killing. To the anti-gun left, only dead white kids are useful political props. So what are you going to do? It's not about gun violence. It is about expunging your rights for political gain. And you're not alone. We're not alone. There's 150 million of us, 660 million guns. We don't have to be alone. But for some reason, we only act when our rights are threatened. So most of the time, politics are boring and a waste of our lives. Everybody prefers our families and our activities and the TV and football to our jobs. And even our jobs in some cases to politics. And now we have no choice. A little effort now means our children will share the same rights that we hold dear. And that's the best we can do, is leave that to them. Which is why that, Lincoln and I were lamenting children last night, because we're trying to leave them something. That's going to be tough enough. It's going to be harder with what they do with it. But, you know, that's a story for another day. So, there you have it. Now, once again, I want to say that, you know, Taurus USA, see them at taurususa.com. Crossbreed Holsters, crossbreedholsters.com. And Rock River Arms at rockriverarms.com. Fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out. They're supporting the show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, a whole lot has been written about this whole FBI Mueller referral. A lot's been written about the traitors, Rod Rosenstein, to the, you know, the court, you know, what was referred to the court in New York to try to insulate Mueller, and the raided Cohen office, home, and hotel room. This has never happened before. Never before has a personal lawyer of a sitting president had his offices raided. Not even Nixon's lawyers were treated this viciously. Carl Bernstein said this was to scare Trump. Now, the left is hoping Trump will fire Mueller and make him a martyr. And understand this. This is all about a game. They think the game, this is a game for these people. This is a game. They think if Mueller goes down, then everybody will, you know, then Congress is going to act, and this will throw the election to the Democrats, and then the Democrats will move to impeach, and then, you know, they got to get rid of Trump. They got to show us that somebody who is not part of the elite class cannot ever be president. Whoopi Goldberg is hoping for riots. Now, Mueller has not produced anything, because if he had produced any smoking gun, that would have been leaked. And he may be afraid to admit that to the swamp denizens who are hoping for a reason to impeach the president. So now he is fishing in waters far beyond his task at hand. Rod Rosenstein has not pulled him back. Everyone knows now that Hillary Clinton colluded massively with the Russians to defeat Trump. The investigation, quote unquote, was set up from the start by the deep state operatives like Brennan, Clapper, Comey, McCabe, Yates, Strzok, Page, Rice, and Power. It was all orchestrated from the top, from Obama and his acolytes. So like the rest of the left, these people do not abide by the law or the Constitution. They believe themselves to be above all of that nonsense, that old document to which they swear oaths to. Laws and rules are for the deplorables, me and you. These peons who so stupidly elected Trump, me and you. Now, as Alan Dershowitz and others have opined, this is prosecutorial overreach on steroids. it may well put attorney-client privilege at risk forever. The only way to get that back, by the way, would be to come down on these guys so hard for doing it and to put them away. And anything short of that, then it is now in jeopardy. So Mueller and his band of reprobates have transformed our DOJ and FBI into a Soviet-style police state agency now. They have destroyed the faith Americans once had in these institutions. All in the name of taking down Trump. They can't stand Trump. The DOJ, we should be able to implicitly trust the DOJ and the FBI just to do the right thing. We should not have to watch them the way we're going to have to watch them for the rest of the time until they root all these people out. They need to go and fire everybody in all of these places, and don't worry about the career people or the experienced people, because I've got to tell you something. The career experienced people drop the ball a lot. I don't see how we could do any worse, to be honest with you. Mueller and Rosenstein know that the media are going to celebrate this outrageous act as the last nail in Trump's coffin of impeachment. And the media have no shame. They are obscene in their unmitigated glee as what they see is Trump's impending downfall. And all of their eggs are in this basket, which we've seen this before. Now, reports of Trump's demise are greatly exaggerated, if not totally misguided. To their eternal chagrin, Trump is a very different kind of president. But even more vexing for the left is Trump's success at the helm. Black and Hispanic unemployment is at the lowest level in decades. Food stamp use is down. The economy is growing as it never did under Obama. The tax cuts are working, and the left hates every single one of those facts. They hate that he is an effective leader. And that is what is so despicable about the left. It cannot abide conservatism and the demonstrable fact that less government actually works to help improve people's lives, makes them free. The progressives want an intrusive government that controls your life and limits your freedom. Trump's success is a serious threat to all of the establishment. It's as big a threat to Bill Kristol as it is to Chuck Schumer, as it is to Nancy Pelosi, as it is to Kevin Williamson, as it is to David French, as it is to Dick Durbin, as it is to Lindsey Graham. All these people that have told you for years that this is the way you do things, his success is a threat to their way of doing things, because their way of doing things is to talk about it and never do it. So, hell hath no fury like Democrats who have been beaten at their own game. So, import those illegal immigrants. Release those extra-criminal illegals onto our streets. Make as many cities as possible sanctuary cities. Protect those criminals, no matter how many innocents they kill or maim. The left today is all about destroying this America. As founded, no borders, no gender, no free speech. Skin color reigns, black and brown people are victims, white people are toxic. All men are guilty of exuding toxic masculinity. And you know what? I was out and about today in the upstate of Greenville, South Carolina. Apparently we're so backwards we don't even know this is happening. Because I had to go to the DMV, then I had to go to the health department, and then I had to go to a barbershop. And at every one of those places, everybody was just so nice and pleasant. It was pleasant speaking with them. They were pleasant to me. I was pleasant with them. It was a genuinely enjoyable thing, as enjoyable as going to the DMV and going to the health department and all this other stuff is. By the way, if you're one of these states like mine where you have to have the real ID, get to working on it now, okay? But, you know, to everybody I intermingled with today, you were just great people. And I couldn't care. I couldn't give a rip what color you were. I couldn't give a rip what gender you were. You were just nice to speak with. It was great to be around you. But the left intends to destroy every single Western Judeo-Christian value by which the West has lived for over 3,000 years, and especially since the founding of America. That's their job. It is they that are toxic, they are the superbug infecting our body politic. So the more Trump succeeds, the more noxious they become, the more they disregard the Constitution. Their mask is off. They're intent upon taking Trump down by any means, and they're unable to accept the result of the last election despite the well-known deep corruption of their candidate. They took Clinton's victory for granted and have been acting like spoiled children for nearly 2 years now. And when they lose, they regress to the days of the SDS. Blow them up. Accuse them of crimes. Defeat them into irrelevance. The CEO of Twitter advocates exactly that. And he cites California, poverty-stricken, overrun by illegal aliens, California, as a perfect example of the future. Thank you, Jack Murphy! Who are these people who so want to obliterate what has been the finest, most miraculous experiment of representative democracy ever implemented? They are, and I give this to you, for you to regard, they are the progressive left. And they are going, we have to suffer the slings and the arrows and the repudiation. Mueller and his acolytes right now are at the helm of a ship that is based upon a plague. It is built out of a contagion, and it is a plague upon our republic. We have to support Trump so he can survive their plan. That way the nation survives their plan. Even if they are successful, it is a temporary reprieve because they will have spent everything they got getting there. Which that's, you know, they need to read The Art of War. Trump has read The Art of War. And you can, you know, sometimes when I see him and some of the stuff he's doing, I'm just thinking, it's Sun Tzu all over again. This is The Art of War happening right here. So, even though they're successful to the degree that we're looking around at them and seeing what the news says, this is costing them an awful lot. We need to make sure it costs them everything. And then still succeed in its face. Coming up next from Spike's Tactical, I'll be joined by Kit Cope. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.